What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vaz, and you're listening to Miss Vaz on her frequency. I hope everyone had a good weekend, and you're having a great start to your week. This episode, I would like to talk about leaving toxic people alone. You know, I always try to keep it real on my podcast, and I hate saying the word, but it's the truth. We are all humans, and we do human shit. And I say that to say that it's going to take time for us to learn lessons regarding individuals. And some people are very blessed to learn their lesson the first time. Like, oh, nope, this is not for me. You're not for me. I'm good. And then there's some people be like, oh, man, but my heart, I want to keep this person around because I see the good in them, even though they may not treat me the best. I still see the good in them, and maybe I could change them. And you know what I mean? You keep giving people chances. Well, you should have cut that shit short the first time you met them. Okay? So for me, the reason why I'm talking about this because I saw myself giving people chances that didn't deserve a chance. And every time they were in my life, they caused total chaos. And if it wasn't in a couple of days, it's going to be a couple of weeks. So not in a couple of weeks, it'll be a couple of months. Where it's just my world gets, I could literally see my world turn upside down. Like, everything turns upside down. Like, I'm hanging from the sky. Everything is coming out my pockets. My money, my brain, my heart is cracking open. My universe, everything is coming down when certain people is in my life. And, of course, it's fucking, if the word is utter chaos, and it's like, when will that time stop for that person or the people? Because you gotta stop time for certain people in your life. And as they say, it's nothing personal. Motherfucker is personal when you are toxic and you don't know how to take that shit away from you. Because I feel there's people in this world that feed off of toxicity. They don't feed off of food, you know, regular food, bread, chicken, chips, fish, whatever you like in a food. They don't feed off of that. They feed off of negativity, evil, and toxicity. And, I've experienced that, and them motherfuckers love burning in hell. They love burning in hell. They love the hotness that they get from the negativity that they spew out. Spew, 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 spew. And you know who they find to do that to? People of good hearts, people of good energy, of high vibration. But honestly, if you're on a high vibration, how could they spew to you? Because they can't reach you, right? But people who have good hearts but don't know how to people who have good hearts but don't really know who to give it to sometimes. And I feel like in my life I have fall short on that, where I give people too many chances, toxic beings too many chances, and it just becomes, it becomes a little too much for me. And then I blame myself, like, damn, why did I even do that? What was my point of having a care in the world for an individual that doesn't really know how to leave such a negativity alone? You know what I mean? Because sometimes I really feel it's people's spirits that are like that, you know? Maybe the person themselves don't want to be like that, but their spirit just holds on to that, and they don't know how to take it out. And that is nobody else's concern but them. Honestly, because you can only help people as far as you want them to. You know what I'm saying? And if people are proving to you who they are on multiple times, whose fault is it really? Whose fault is it really? Because you've seen it, you experienced it, so you know what it is already. So it's like, you have to come to terms of understanding when you are going to stop that time. People like that have time in your life. They're taking time. They're using your time. But you have the opportunity to stop that time. Like, you know what? This time has ended. I'm going to leave you back here and walk to my universe. I'm going to close this fucking door and lock this shit, bolt it up, put bricks in front of the door, put cement as well as a wall, and then I'm going to put some more bricks. Then I'm going to put some Rottweilers and pit bulls, you know? Just all that so you don't come through this universe again, because we're not doing that with you. There's people you really gotta not allow in your life. If your life is so very smooth, right? If you're going through your life very smooth, and there's a person from your past that always keep coming back and causes chaos, that should tell you something. That should tell you, leave that toxic person alone. Don't allow that toxic person back in, because you had a great life before they came. And you will have a better life after they leave. After you leave. Don't allow certain toxicity to stay in your universe, because it's poison. And it will poison you. Not only will it poison you, it will poison your spirit, your mind, your heart, your soul. And I felt that with individuals in my life. And I need to stop being so hard on myself because of how I care. Because, you know, I'm like, I just want to make sure people are good. I know this is a tough world we live in. And, you know, after the pandemic, I felt like it got worse for people. And you really got to tell yourself, like, you got to tell yourself, but you really want to reach out to people and be like, yo, you good? Everything cool? How you feeling? Da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to not see how people doing, and, you know, God forbid something happens. There's so much stuff that can happen in this world. You want to just make sure people are good, but you got to do that to people who appreciate that, who understand where you're coming from, who are loyal, who are genuine and loyal individuals. You don't want to do that to people who can never appreciate that, because their mental state of mind is not there. And in a way, I think it's really sad. I think it's really sad, because I feel like, damn, what if that person was in a state of mind where they didn't have to be attached to toxicity, you know, mentally and spiritually, emotionally, and they were able to receive the love from other people, which in due time, it could change them to a better person, you know? A lot of people can't receive that. And I think for people with good hearts, you have to understand that a lot of people are not going to receive what you give them, but it doesn't make you a person who is silly or stupid, or it shouldn't make you embarrassed for who you are as a being. It should show you how genuine you are, and there's not a lot of people like you. And though these people may not accept it, somebody will. But know at the end of the day, it's better to be you than those type of people. And it's something for me to look at in a situation that I went through not too long ago. It's like, don't be upset at yourself because you decide to care. You know what I mean? Just forgive that person for being who they are and move on with your life, and make sure you don't allow that person in your universe. Allow that bitch to float in space, okay? Allow them to float in space with their toxicity. But don't bring it back to your universe. It doesn't matter how long you knew a person. It doesn't matter what you guys have went through. It doesn't matter if they going through something, no offense. If a person is always causing chaos, not only in their lives, but trying to bring it to yours, move the fuck on and don't look back. There's some people you meet, you only know them for a certain time, but you gotta move on. But forgive them. Don't stay mad at them. Forgive them because they don't know better. You know what I mean? And hopefully one day, they learn their lesson. If not, that don't have nothing to do with you. But I say this to say, leave toxic people where they at. Don't bring them with you on your journey. Don't think you could change people. If they keep showing you who you are, allow that show to be who they are and keep it moving. If people don't want to be fixed, if people don't accept your love, if people don't accept your genuine sense of spirit, allow, you know what I mean? Don't keep trying because it's not going to make a difference, I'm being honest. Keep going with your life because they're going to be people who accept that. And you need to accept yourself for being that type of person. So, I don't want to keep y'all on here for too long. I just wanted to say a quick message, and I hope it resonates with somebody. Peace and blessings.